Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wondering what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was the chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 13-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Alrighty, good morning. Welcome to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Stu is not here with us today. He had something important he had to do. But I do have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. And before I get to that, we do welcome your calls and text messages because this is a very interesting guest we have this morning. And I'm sure you may have a lot of questions for her. But we have Deborah Hodges of Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And they are getting back on their feet. I guess you remember last year the fire over in Chickasaw took out their plant and everything over there. And they are getting ready to open back up here real soon. But welcome to the show, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on the radio talking about Hall's Sausage and all the things we're doing.
Good. So briefly, kind of tell us how it felt that night when you got the phone call.
Surreal. We stood there and we watched it. We got the call to come over there. We thought there had been a break-in. And then somebody called us and said there was a fire, and we're like, surely not. And so we drove over there. It takes us about 30, 40 minutes to get there from our house. So we drove over there, and by the time we got there, it was pretty bad. We watched it for a while. If you don't know, that building was built in 1945. It's an old block building, and those things are sturdy.
Yeah.
It was a block building with block walls inside, had a wood roof and a tin roof. And so basically, when the roof collapsed, it just was literally a smokehouse at that point. Mm-hmm. So the roof collapsed on top, and to get to the fire, they had to cut through those metal doors. Well, you know what happens when oxygen gets to a fire? And then it just barreled out, and, Jim and I left probably around midnight. And it was still burning. The boys stayed longer. Our two sons that both work for us, they stayed longer. I don't know how long they stayed, but the only thing I could say on the way home, I remember telling Jim, is the only thing I know is God's gonna be faithful.
Yeah.
So, and I might cry before this is all over.
That's okay.
But it's just like something that happens to other people. That's not what happens to you. You see that happening on the news to people that you feel sorry for on the news that you don't know. So it doesn't happen to you.
I drove by the next day, the afternoon, and they were still shooting water on it.
It burned for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They had to keep a little hot shot hose. They had a little, like a big sprinkler out in the parking lot. But it smoldered for about 2 weeks. And funny thing, on the inside, those block walls, you could still read the package labels on some of the product in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was a very hot fire. We lost everything. Our most expensive piece of machinery that really hurt our feelings to buy. And it was so large, we actually had to take the roof off, lower it in, and put a new roof on it. So we were talking that was a serious piece of machinery. It melted. It was made out of aluminum.
What machine was that?
It was a packaging machine.
Okay.
So, and it's embarrassing to talk about how much it cost.
Lord.
Yeah.
So it vacuum seals and all that?
It vacuum sealed our product.
And labels it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I bet.
Yeah. So.
I bet. Ugh.
Yeah.
I've seen a business take off their roof before to put, drop a mm-hmm. piece of equipment in, and it mm-hmm. wasn't the restaurant business. It was or the packaging business. It was for cutting granite.
Yeah.
And I've seen them have to do that.
Well, that's a nervous 2 minutes or so when that big expensive piece of equipment is falling, is coming in down into that building. That's a nerve-wracking minute or two. But yeah, so good news is when we rebuild, we're not gonna have to do that again. We're gonna have
that's going in first. So.
no. Well, so the we're gonna be able to. That building was built in 1945, and this kind of goes to what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. So. When we started as a meat distributor. And so Mr. Namey, in 1945, came back from the war, and he started distributing meat from that little location right there in Chickasaw. Chickasaw was not even a city at that point. So he started distributing meat from that location. And then he's always sold to the neighborhood. We always sold to the neighbors. But we started off as a wholesale meat distributor. The sausage came later. So that building was built in sections, but it just wasn't built for the kind of equipment that you need today.
Mm-hmm.
So this new building is going to be built, you know, custom. So we're going to put big enough doors we can roll it in and you know, high enough ceiling, which we had high enough ceilings, but
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be built differently. So what we're doing now is we are going back to the beginning.
Okay.
So if we got to start over, may as well start from the top.
Yeah.
So we're going back to the very beginning. The first part of what we're doing, and I've been posting pictures on the Hall Sausage Facebook page and our new Facebook page, Hall's Fine Meats. We're opening up in an old convenience store in Chickasaw that was a blighted building. We're going to redo it. We're going to make it look like a New Orleans-style market. We're going to do our wholesale meat distributing out of there, and that's to restaurants. We sell to grocery stores. We've been wholesaling to a few grocery stores and restaurants from the day we burned on Monday night. We took an order out on Wednesday. Because we had customers and they were dependent on us.
Yeah.
And so we've still been doing that the whole time. We haven't been out of business necessarily. We haven't been doing a lot of business, but we haven't been mm-hmm. out of business. So we're going to be able to wholesale our meat. We'll be able to go back to cutting our steaks for our restaurants. We have a lot of pork chops for our restaurants. I don't know. We do all kinds of wholesale meat, right. Everything from steaks to pig's feet. So we'll be able to go back to doing all that. We're going to get our USDA inspection back, be able to do all of that. And then we're also, because we've been selling to the neighbors for so many years, we're also going to have a retail meat market. And so the reason we're having the retail meat market, part of it is because we've been selling to the neighbors for so many years. But if you know anything about Chickasaw, it's a city. It started a year after we did. We were the second business license. I'm not 100% sure, but I think the second business license in Chickasaw. And it thrived, and then it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's kind of gone away a little bit. It kind of, you know, need some love back. It's got a good mayor, but they haven't had a grocery store since Gel Champs closed.
Wow.
So it's over 20 years since they've had a grocery store. And there are a lot of people in Chickasaw that don't have transportation that need a retail grocery store. But the other thing is, we're going to be 200 yards off I-65. So we're going to be convenient to everybody in Mobile. That is the most convenient intersection in Mobile. It is dead center of where we live now.
It is right off the interstate.
Right off the interstate. You come off the bridge and you turn right into our parking lot.
Yeah.
So nothing is more convenient than that. And we have a big parking lot, plenty of parking for everybody to come see us. So.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Are we heading to a break?
Yeah, I think we are.
30 seconds.
Okay.
But no, I've gone by there too, and I said, wow, this is going to be great right here. Catch a lot of the tourists.
That's what we're hoping for. We're going to have everything mm-hmm. you need, grills, steaks. We'll talk about everything we're going to have.
Awesome. All right, folks, 251-343-0106 is the call and text in line. If you have a question for Ms. Hodges about anything with the Hall's products or the family, if you happen to know some of the family, I got a question about their farm. So, give us a call.
Bop Mobile Bay, Magnolia Blossom, cool summer nights, warm rolling sea, and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them, Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaves.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald, devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all gonna sell butter and eggs? Awesome. That song just made me think of that.
Well, so we are gonna sell butter.
Yeah.
But because we have that deed restriction, I don't know that we're gonna be able to sell eggs. We're not. Anyway, but we're going to be able to sell butter. We're going to be able to sell cheese, spices, condiments, obviously meat, some seafood, breads, frozen vegetables, fresh vegetables. And so what we want to do is have, like, our fresh vegetables, we want them to be in season.
Yeah.
We'll have potatoes and onions, obviously, things to go with your steak. But if greens are in season, then we're going to have fresh greens. Or squash is in season, we're going to have fresh squash. But we only want it to be in season. We're not going to be a grocery store. We're going to be a meat market who sells other things to complement the meat.
Yeah.
So, but we also want to have, we're going to have some gift items in there. We're going to have some cookbooks. We're going to have Marty Duncan been so good to me. We're going to have some of Marty's books in there, and I hope when Marty's down, she'll come give us a little visit. She's always been so supportive of us. We're going to do as much local products as we can possibly do because everybody works so hard to get their product on the shelf, and we just want to be that hub where you can come and get all those local products. And so we had to It took us 108 days to get our deed waiver worked out, and we fought hard to be able to sell stuff, so we're going to be able to sell some local products.
Yeah.
Local coffee by the pound, Cammie's Old Dutch ice cream.
Cool.
Cammie's always been a good friend. You know, we went to high school together. We've known each other. I'm not going to talk about how long it's been, but it's been a minute. The meat, the produce, we were going to have our own line of spices and seasoning like everybody else. But we're also going to carry everybody else's because everybody likes something different.
Yeah.
And we want to give everybody the opportunity to find the product that they like. And if you want to try and sell your product to make a market, we want to be the market where you can tell people to come get it.
Right, right. Sent a message to Stephanie Stuckey. Remember all the Stuckeys?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, she... she would probably love to have some product in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's anything off I-65 down here. Maybe up north, but not down
here.
Well,
and so we want to be that destination store.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to know when you're coming down the beach, you don't have to stop. You can get out of that traffic jam on 158, and you can come one exit down. Even when you're going home, we're 10 minutes from downtown.
Yeah.
We are literally... If you look at how the population of Mobile has grown, that exit 10 for Chickasaw is really about the center at this point because we've gone so much so far north. So if you need to pop in and get enough to make supper with, we're going to have what you need to make supper.
Yeah.
We're going to have all of that fresh and ready to go.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I asked you a question about y'all's farm.
Yeah. That's a stretch.
Now, do y'all have longhorns?
We do.
Uh-huh.
We do. I don't know. They're going to fuss at me.
Are they pets?
Basically.
Okay.
Yes. We have one that thinks she's a dog. and that's a bit of a problem because our horns will kill you.
Yes.
So we don't, you know, we can still pet her. We pet her. We feed them. They're pets. I call them yard art. And they're really pretty to look at.
A long time ago when I was in pharmaceutical sales, I called on that Van Cleve Hurley area.
Yes.
I was amazed. You take some of those back roads. I was amazed at I'm driving along and all of a sudden there's longhorns. I go, good God, there's longhorns.
Those are champion longhorns.
Oh.
We have one of them.
Oh, boy.
That's our Big Jake.
Yeah. And then I looked like one person had cut a swath out of the woods to create a path. You know, you mm-hmm. get wide enough for mm-hmm. at least two longhorns to get through. Mm-hmm. And but I know that was the one who fell out of the trailer a couple of weeks ago on the Bayway.
Yes.
I know that probably touched you. And
well, that one was actually a pet. Ours yeah. are not that tame. Ours okay. were not bottle fed. They were they're just raised in the pasture like cows are raised in the pasture, not for pets. We had one that was bottle fed. My daughter bottle fed him. And she even dressed him up for Halloween one time.
As what?
A cowboy.
That would be a boo moo.
Yeah, a boo moo. I get that. God. Yeah, she hates when I share the picture, but she dressed up as a cow and she dressed a cow up as a cowboy.
That's funny.
Yeah. So.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's
she big. Hates when I share that picture on Facebook. But, you know.
I look forward to seeing it this year.
On Halloween, you'll see it.
Yeah, okay.
So I have a question for you, a couple of them. If you could only eat one Hall's sausage meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Right, a meal?
Chase. All right, Chase.
Yeah, a meal. You know, like the red beans and rice.
Oh, jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
We make our red jambalaya, and I make that. If somebody in your family is sick, or I'm taking food to a funeral, or I'm taking food to a party, I made enough jambalaya for Wine on the River one year.
Ooh.
For about 700 people.
Is that yeah. all?
That's all.
Was that, is that year did I feature the Red Hot?
No, that was a different year. You helped me one year. That was yeah. the next year I did the jambalaya.
Okay.
Does it feature your Red Hot sausage? Is that why it's
red? No, it features our Andouille sausage. Ah. So, and actually, when I make the jambalaya, I make a red jambalaya, not a brown one, because I like Creole, and Mobile's a Creole town anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but I use half and half of our Andouille and our Cajun. But the Andouille is a little bit saltier. It's a Louisiana-style sausage. Mm-hmm. David Hubble even likes our Andouille, and he's the guru of Louisiana food. But we have people from Louisiana come by our Andouille and take it home.
Ooh.
So somebody posted on Facebook yesterday they've not made a pot of gumbo since they couldn't get our Andouille.
That's a compliment right there.
That is.
That is.
I use the Cajuns, the smoked Cajun sausage, and I'll make like a version of a swamp soup
mm-hmm.
or cabbage, fried cabbage and Cajun smoked Cajun sausage. So good. It just adds, you don't need anything else in it.
I mean, who better than Deborah Hodges from Hospice? Let's make something for 700 people.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we do the king cake off, that's 1,000. I make 1,000 king cake balls for the king cake off every year.
What is
by
a
myself.
King cake ball?
So a king cake ball is because. You know, it's a king cake off, right? And okay. I don't know how to make a king cake.
So, I don't. So you just kind of wad it all up into
so I make a sausage ball with. I've done them with different flavors, so I'll take our smoked sausage and use for the king cake. I want it to be sweet and hot, so I use our jalapeno jack cheese that we sell, and our Andouille sausage because mm-hmm. it's got a lot of flavor, and then it's basically a sausage ball, and then I ice it with king cake icing.
Oh, man.
Sweet, hot, spicy, warm. Yeah.
Pop it in and it's done.
Pop it in and it's done. So I do sausage balls for a lot of stuff because our sausage has so many different flavors. So you can mix and match the sausage and the cheese. We've got that red hoop cheese that we sell. We're going to have that in the Hall's Fine Meat Store. Mm. The black hoop cheese, if y'all hadn't had that, you were missing out.
Never had it.
I noticed that you didn't bring samples this morning.
I don't have any right now. I'll be back, but when we open up, we are going to have a sip and see.
Smack me in the face.
So I'll have a what?
We're going to have a sip and see party when we open back up. So I'm going to invite all the local vendors that we have in there and all the people, you know, all of the people that have really supported us and hopefully have a good grand opening and mm-hmm. have everybody come in and check us out and see what we've got to offer.
Awesome. That'd be a good opportunity for them to see.
For them to see, that's right. Yeah. We want to see everybody because we have missed everybody so much. And the phone calls I get, you know, they're amazing.
Yeah.
The people that call and check on us. I've got a man, he's probably 70 years old, and he offered to come help clean up after the fire.
Wow.
And he has cancer. Nice.
Oh, man.
And I was like, gosh.
See, that's going to lead me to a question after the break, but we'll worry about that when we get back to break.
All right. So
you guys been around for what? How 80?
80 years. 80. This is our 81st year.
Wow.
And not even in business.
Well, we are in business still. A little bit. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
251-340-1106. Call and text your line. We'll see you on the other side.
If you plan a vacation, you should choose Mobile, Alabama. You lose your blues. Sights down there you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama. The place that means the world to me.
For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack, but I got a spicy monkey riding on my back. Don't eat pancakes, too much sugar and dough, but I will play for gumbo. I will play for gumbo.
And anytime we probably hear that music about gumbo, who else? Danny Calametti. So... Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am well.
Thank you for suggesting Deborah for today.
Well, she has a story to tell.
She does. Yeah,
she does.
And we're only hearing pieces of it, which is probably a good thing, too.
And hers are all true. Hers are all true, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, we were all set to do a celebration of 80 years of Hall's, Namie Hall's being in business last September, and we had to postpone it for a bit, but we'll do something up in Chickasaw when things get rolling again. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I was talking about we're going to have a sip and see to open the store, but when we start making Red Hots and Andouille again, we are having a party.
That too. Yeah, so you saw that Facebook post that somebody hadn't had Red Hots since you've been out of business. So he's looking forward to having your Red Hots again. I can't remember who posted that.
I get an average of 3 to 5 phone calls every day about Red Hots. Mm. So,
yeah,
they are – nobody makes them like we do. They're not a trash sausage. They are not an afterthought for us. They are our most time-consuming and really our most expensive sausage to make because of the length of time it takes to make them. They are, cooking is art and cooking is science. And so I tell people we were a finalist in a garden and gun contest. We didn't make it, but we got invited to send some product. And so when I sent my thing to Garden and Gun, I'm like, we're science and art meet in the smokehouse. That's what a Red Hot is. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and what a lot of folks, Deborah's talking about what she's done for the King K contest and for this contest. And that's one of the things. She's at every one of these charity fundraisers. And, it's about promoting a product, but it's also about giving back to the community. And that's one of the things that we've been missing as a whole in the community, because now I've been missing it because I get to saddle up and be a faux sous chef for her from time to time. But she's always been there contributing to whatever community events out there. And it's not just a business thing for her. It's a give back for her. And so that's one of the things that we've all been missing, and we're excited about being able to take again and share in that. So it's going to be fun.
I miss that the most. You know, after the fire, we were already committed to a Cancer Society event at the Maritime Museum, and we were already committed to Bras Across the Causeway. So I went to the grocery store and bought up all the sausage I could find to have enough to do those two events, because I just couldn't bail on them that late.
Yeah. So
they would have understood, cool. I'm sure, but yeah.
I just couldn't.
Yeah.
So and I enjoy doing that. That's what I've missed the most. That I've been invited to all of them, and I'm just like, I just if I'm not feeding people, I don't want to go.
That was going to be one of the questions I was going to ask, and now we got Danny on. You guys pretty much answered two of the three questions I was going to ask. Is how has customer feedback shaped the company over the years?
Oh, it's been great. I mean,
you guys are so community-oriented.
We are very community-oriented, and I'm going to tell y'all right now that Jim gives away stuff that I don't even know about. We support some things that I do know about that he's forbidden me to talk about. And he's like, he won't even let him put a sign up. But, so it's not always about what we get back. Sometimes it's about what we're doing for people. I'm going to tell this story on him. After the fire, somebody came up and gave him a hug at the gas station and said, you know, you helped me get started. He didn't even remember who she was, but he had given her her first job. She had gotten out and gotten her CNA and had gone on. She bought her first car. She was doing well. And that's the kind of thing that we like to do. That's the kind of thing that means the most, is the differences we can make. Just everybody's got to eat. We like to give people jobs, and we can, we're small, so we can do things like
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's better to be a king maker than it is a king.
Absolutely.
You know? I like that.
Yeah, it just is. It's just sometimes absolutely. When you do it and you're doing it from the heart, you don't expect anything back, and you're doing it to support, that's the best community to me.
Well, and I, you know, I talked about it. We'll tell the stories of how we help people, but some of those stories are not our stories to tell.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're not going to. We're helping them because we want to help them.
A few exits up the road from y'all is Chevron, the Satsuma Chevron. And I've heard stories told to me about people who worked there in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they encouraged them to stay in high school.
Yeah.
And then went on and encouraged them to go to college and get their nursing or accounting degree and all that. Mm-hmm. And those were kids telling me the story that, you know.
Well, and also it's not by accident that they're still in Chickasaw. I mean, when you're wiped out, you got a clean slate. You can look, you can shop around, and there are people in the commercial recruiting business that are saying, come build here. Hey, we've got this spot. But there's a reason they're still in Chickasaw, and because that's home to them. And and she talked about that earlier about feeding the community. And that's why they're there, is because they're a part of that community. And believe me, I've talked to her enough times during this ordeal that it would have been very easy and a lot less heartburn and headache for her just to pack it in and tell some big corporate guy to pound sand, we're going somewhere else who wants our business. And they didn't. They stuck it out because they wanted to do what they wanted to do, where they wanted to be.
Yeah.
And that's no small chore there that they chose to be back in Chickasaw.
We looked a lot of other places, and I've told the mayor this, we've looked a lot of other places besides Chickasaw, because it's not a thriving community at this point. It was, and it could be. It still has all the bones it needs to thrive. It has everything it needs to thrive. Somebody just needs to give it a chance.
Yeah.
And we felt like going back to our neighbors, but that was the only location that was suitable for what we want to do. So we needed an area for the retail. In the lot we had in Chickasaw, the neighborhood built around us. We have a picture of the plant, and there was corn growing on the side. And so, I mean, you can't even imagine that today. So the neighborhood built around us, and there's just no room to expand for retail and do other things. So now we found this retail spot that had a lot with it, and I don't know if the lot came with the store or the store came with a lot. I don't know which, but you had to buy both.
Chicken or the egg.
We had to buy both of them. So we did, and we're going to build our plant right there on West Lee, right next to the store, and that's where we're going to make our sausage, but we're going to have that store back in our neighborhood, and we're excited about being back there. We think there's going to be a lot going on. It's a great location for travel. It's a great location as far as being convenient. We still deliver on our truck to all of our stores. So to be able to hop on that interstate, we can be anywhere. We can be downtown or across the bay in a half an hour.
If you become a great destination location for people to come to, it might inspire some other mom and pops to open up.
So there's a new coffee shop, Rush Hour Brews, that's opened on West Lee across the street. He is blowing. I mean, it is packed all the time.
Good.
Who knew? So I think there's the Soul Sisters restaurant is right there that's just opened up. I think they're doing very well. There's a Fry Daddy's over there. Wingsville was there. I think he's moving. But there is an effort, and this new mayor is really pushing to bring that Wesley corridor. They're actually making a Wesley business district.
Revitalization,
Right. He's really trying to bring that. And so Wesley is the only exit from I-65 into Chickasaw. And what we're doing by coming in that building was blighted. It took us 108 days to buy that building from the first time we asked about a waiver. There was a food restriction on it. We couldn't sell food from there. So we had to get that restriction waived so that we'd be able to sell food there. So it took us 108 days. But that building was, you know, the first thing we did was have to put a new roof on it, clean the parking lot up. It looks better now just because we've cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Just because it hadn't had any care for so long. But when you get off the interstate, you come to the bottom of the interstate, and there's our building. So now, instead of seeing this old, dilapidated building, you're going to see what we hope is going to be a really pretty building with a front porch around it, going to look more New Orleans style. Going to have some good things in it. We're going to redo the parking lot. We've got some, you know, the parking lot's big enough we can have some little small events in it. So we're really excited, and the mayor is all behind it, and he's created a little business district there. They're going to just kind of revitalize that and try to make it a place for people to stop.
Welcoming. That sounds very welcoming, as opposed to, like you said, an ice where it comes in. People tend to turn away from that and move because it just gives you a bad feeling.
I would never, as a traveler, the way it looked when we bought it,
right.
I would have turned around. I wouldn't have stopped at that exit.
Exactly.
I would have just gone to the next exit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to push you any, but I grilled up my last package. I had a mango habanero Hall sausage in my freezer that I grilled up for my buddies over 4th of July. And I got one package of Cajun that I'm saving. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with it, but I gotta save it. I may do. I'm not sure exactly what I'm gonna do with it. So
I got two links.
The plan up and running.
I got two links in my freezer of the Cajun.
I've got about 8 packs of Red Hots in my refrigerator at work, at my real job.
We got about a minute in this segment. So one of the texters says, "Did she say when?" And they're referring to when are you planning to open?
So we're hoping to have the store open in about 6 to 8 weeks. That has been a slow construction process. You know, I don't know why these people were not ready when we called them. They act like they have other work to do. I'm not sure. Anyway, once we get all of them on my time schedule and not theirs, then we'll be making progress on that. So, but probably we've got the electrician, we've got the plumbers, they're working on the refrigeration and all that. So it's all going to come together quick. When it starts, it's just going to gel really fast. So probably about 6 weeks on that, but not until the fall, late fall for the sausage, because we have to build that from the ground up.
Okay.
And order equipment.
And get it installed.
And get it installed.
And get it tested.
Yeah.
And inspected.
Yes. Yes. We've already been working with the inspectors. Federal inspector was on site Friday, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, Danny, thanks for calling in, buddy, man. And
right,
thanks
man.
For the suggestion.
Great
I appreciate you.
Deborah, we'll
thank you, Danny.
All right.
A bottle of white. A bottle of red. Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
So, timeline is about six to eight weeks, you said?
For the store.
Get the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then start working on getting the manufacturing back.
Right.
Up and going.
Right. So, we're building that from the ground up, so that's going to take a little bit longer. So we expect it to go pretty quick, though, once it starts.
Mm-hmm.
We expect it to go pretty quick. But, you know, talking about the store, if anybody is listening that manufactures a local product that they think would go in our store, give us a call.
Okay.
We're interested in what local vendors have to sell, because we know how hard this fight is.
Yeah.
To get your product on the shelf and somebody to give you a chance.
You know, I tell people all the time, because somebody told me a long time ago, you know, one time Budweiser was brand new.
That's right.
No one had ever heard of Budweiser at one time.
That's true.
And the same with everything you look at on a shelf, that was brand new at one time that no one had ever heard of. And if it had never, no one had ever created it, it would have never been known.
Right. And if somebody hadn't championed it in their particular store, restaurant, or wherever they started first selling Budweiser beer, then it wouldn't have been. And that's what all of our local products need. We don't do a good job at promoting each other and helping each other. But, you know, right here on the city, we all know a rising tide lifts all the boats.
It is.
So the more we support each other and the more we help each other, the better our city is going to become. And the better that's going to make all of us. And not just our city being Mobile, the whole area.
Yeah.
Because you can't just pinpoint one city and say that's Mobile. It's the whole area.
Well, you know, it's got to be exciting just to look at that little spot right there off the interstate. And you said the coffee shop's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the little Soul Sisters. Soul Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And this exciting to watch something bloom.
It really is. It really is. You know, my real job is a CPA, and that's my favorite thing is when I get a company that's a small company, and then I get to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I really get a front row seat to watching somebody's dream come true. And that's what can happen to all these small businesses, you know, the people that we want to bring in our store to us. I mean, that's our dream is to be big and be bigger than we've ever been before. And, you know, we were working on getting in distributorships and getting outside of where we are when we burned. And then, you know, so now we got to restart all that, which is exhausting. But what you need is somebody to give you the chance, somebody to be your champion who's already there. So, you know, every product that we see, like Budweiser, somebody said, man, I'm going to put that Budweiser beer in my shop because it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need somebody to come along and say, you know, Hall Sausage is the best, or Playhouse Spices are the best, or Bailey's Barbecue Sauce is the best. And then
I wonder what happened to that stuff.
Well, that Bailey's Hot Honey is pretty good. And it was awesome on those sausage balls.
Well, we'll see where we go with that.
Here we go. So let's get back to reality. No, I'm just kidding. Keith Drew says, I never recognized the old place as somewhere I could stop and buy something, more of a factory location, but we all know where that is. And then Jim in Georgetown says, texted in and says, so is this new store on the north or south side of Wesley?
South.
I had to think about it. Yeah, so we're going to be on the south side. It's the old Shell station that had the subway in it.
Oh, okay.
Is where it was. So.
Thank you, Jim.
Hmm?
I was just saying thank Jim for the text.
Yes, thank you. That's where it's going to be, in that old white Shell station.
Fantastic.
I guess the pumps are out of the ground. I mean,
everything's gone. Yeah. And if you want to see how we think it's going to look, you can go to our Facebook page. So we've got two Facebook pages now. We've got the Hall's Sausage Facebook page, Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And then we've started a Hall's Fine Meats page, because that's going to be the name of our store, is Hall's Fine Meats. Because we are still going to go out and hopefully get Hall's Sausage worldwidely dominating.
If they have a product they would like to get in your store to get on your shelf, they can go to one of those two Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm. Send us a message.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And maybe a picture.
Yes, a message and a picture. We've talked to some people already before. You know, obviously we're going to have Cammie's Old Dutch. We're going to have Billy's Bacon. Billy's always been such a good friend to us. Billy loves our Red Hots. He eats them for lunch in the restaurant sometimes.
Wow.
So we have a lot of chefs that eat our sausage and don't serve our sausage.
I've had that same problem in the wine business.
Yes.
Restaurant owners would buy my wine for their house, but wouldn't serve it in the restaurant.
I've never understood that, because the chef that's preparing the food, if I'm his customer and he says, you know what, this is the one I like, I don't care what brand I used to use. Mm-hmm. If this is the one that the chef likes, I'm going to try it. And if he likes it, I'm probably going to like it too, because he's the leader and the one with all the knowledge. So if he likes it at home, he ought to serve it in his restaurant. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Go
along together. It coalesces. Yeah.
But that's where I was talking about. Every local brand needs a champion like that.
Yeah.
We need Yeah.
How about Spam? Do y'all make Spam?
We do not make Spam.
Thank you.
Hot dogs?
No, but so a long time ago, we used to make the hot dogs for the ice cream.
Oh, really?
That everybody remembers? Well, before we did. We don't make hot dogs anymore, but we used to make those hot dogs. That's how long we've been around.
Wow. So,
yeah, but I think they stopped making hot dogs sometime in the 70s.
Hmm.
You know, regulations around fully cooked products and having the packaging and all of the things that it takes for that process. It's a very scientific process, and it's a very regulated process. So you really want to be mindful of what you're doing. And if that's not what you do all the time, and we focused on the sausage and the red hots, then you probably, it's not always worth it.
So quick question. Now, where do you get your meat from?
The same wholesalers that everybody else gets it from.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know if you grew it locally with your own pork and with your own beef or?
No. No, we buy from all of the larger wholesalers. Everything's inspected. Everything is.
So it's part of the process of how you prepare it that makes it more special.
Yes, it's how we prepare it. And that's the case with anything.
But sure.
That's the case with any product. It's how we prepare it. I was telling Mike during the break, we were talking about spices. We have about 5 different spice companies that we use.
Okay.
We're not opening a package of blend and throwing it in our meat and making sausage with it. We've got about 5 or 6 different spice vendors. We have a whole room full of spices back there. It's just a different process. And it is truly art and science. Everybody wants to make a sausage and everybody thinks they know how to make a sausage, but there's a process to it. And if you don't know, if you can't look at it, the meat's got to be a certain texture, a certain way. There's just a lot to it. So how to get the smoke on there the right way.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I know I'm excited. You're excited. And your family's excited for sure.
We are. This has been such a long time.
Is excited.
The mayor has been super helpful. He helped us get the food waiver restriction worked out. So he's been super helpful. He's really excited about Chickasaw. I don't know that they've had a mayor this excited about Chickasaw in a long time.
That's what a mayor should be.
That's what a mayor should be.
Yeah,
correct.
That's what a mayor should be.
Correct.
So, and its board of our. Other representatives.
Yes, everybody who is elected to represent a city should be as on fire
Absolutely.
About the city as they can be.
Well, folks, thank you, Deborah. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for not cooking cold breakfast this morning and coming to the show. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local, and get out there, support your community. And Deborah, we always say at the end of the show,
provolone.
Provolone. Are you going to serve provolone?
We will.